President Obama speaks tonight at 6 Pacific time. KUOW is going to bring you the president's speech live. Mr. Obama is trying to make the case for increased U.S. military presence in the Middle East. Meanwhile, Canada's Conservative Prime Minister Stephen Harper wants to convince skeptical politicians in his country to get involved in the fight against the militant Islamic State. It was formerly known as ISIS or ISIL. Harper wants to send military advisors to help Kurdish troops repel militants. Canadian correspondent Vaughn Palmer's with us once again. Hey, Vaughn.
Hello, Marcy.
Last week, we talked about how Canadian popular opinion mostly opposes military involvement in the Middle East. So is this new decision on Harper's part a result of the recent NATO summit?
Yes, it was announced at the end of the NATO summit in Cardiff, although the Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, says that it was a specific request from President Obama. He asked the Canadians to contribute to this, what do we call it, mission, I guess, peacekeeping advisors, whatever it is. Would Canada help? And the Canadian government agreed to help. I think on this one, there's a feeling, however reluctant we are, we know the Americans are reluctant as well, so let's go there and be reluctant together.
What authority does Prime Minister Harper have? Can he make a decision like this on his own?
He can, yes. And, I think if you look at the comments in Canada, everyone's torn about this. There's a feeling that, you know, we really wish we weren't in this situation, and things have not gone well there. Canada took part in the mission in Afghanistan. It did not go into Iraq with the United States, but at this point, there's a feeling that that what's going on there is enough of a threat to Western security and enough of a threat of terrorism into the region that if there's anything we can do, we will contribute. It's not a huge contribution, but the fact that we're there is probably important.
Who opposes Harper's decision?
Well, I think opposes probably, and there's been some criticism of it, but I think it's mostly of the hand-wringing reluctance kind. I think there's a recognition that give it a try. Also, you know, President Obama, it's easier if Barack Obama is asking for this than if it was George Bush.
Really?
You know? Oh, yeah. Yeah, in Canada, you know, we're Democrat presidents have an easier time persuading Canadians to do stuff than Republicans. And, so that, and the other thing is, it's what, 30-day commitment, I believe?
Right.
So, oh, we'll see. You know, I don't think even Stephen Harper is particularly enthusiastic about it, but the president doesn't ask us for a lot, and Canada has been taking a pretty strong line on the Middle East, and as I said last week, been taking a strong line on Ukraine. So faced with a request like this, it would have been hard for any Canadian government to say no. The United States and Canada try to be allies on issues like this.
I'm speaking, as we do most Wednesdays, with Vaughn Palmer, talking news from Canada. And let's switch to something that maybe has more of a direct impact, which is the upcoming Scottish vote for independence. Now, Vaughn, on the face of it, Scotland, Canada, not, you know, you're all part of the British Empire. But what does this vote really have to do with your country?
This is a huge story in Canada because we've been there. There was a referendum by province of Quebec to leave Canada in 1980. That was rejected decisively. There was a second vote in 1995, which was a close call. It was like 50.1 versus 49.9. It was a razor-thin margin. Quebec almost voted for a form of independence. So Canadians are watching this thing very, very closely. There's kind of a feedback loop because, you know, we're going, well, what arguments work there? And if Scotland votes to leave, does that mean that Quebec will go, hey, we could try it again? And you're seeing stories here that are comparing the complexity of the question in Canada with a very clear one in the UK. Same issues, currency, trade partnerships, what it'll do to the economy, all those issues.
But how is the situation in the United Kingdom different from the situation in Canada when it comes to the Quebecois?
Well, I was going to say the language difference, and then it occurred to me the last time I tried to get a Scottish friend to translate what he was saying into English, so maybe the language difference isn't the big one.
Right.
There's a lot of history there as well. There's a lot of history of being together. There's also a lot of history of being apart. Quebec has been a part of Canada for a long time, but it's also been marching to the beat of its own drummer for a long time. In some ways, a lot of power has already been devolved to Quebec over a longer period of time. So, you know, you're getting every argument made here. Here's an interesting one. If Scotland votes to leave and there's a budget crisis or a crisis over the European Union or the currency, would that act as a check on ambitions for independence from Quebec? Would Quebecers say, we don't want a mess like that?
We'll have to watch, and we'll check in with you after the vote. Vancouver Sun political writer Vaughn Palmer is here. And Vaughn, in the last minute or so we have left, my big burning question, are ubiquitous internet cat videos Canadian enough?
There's an argument to be made for it. Our broadcast regulator in Canada is trying to deal with the challenge of the internet and the fact that people are giving up cable services and switching to the internet, to Netflix. And one of the things they had was they had Google up. So our broadcast regulator tries to enforce Canadian content rules, and they do on cable and radio and television and music. But how do you enforce that on the internet? So I loved it. There's a guy from Google was testifying before them this week, and he said, you know, one of the main people that place videos on YouTube are Canadians disproportionately, and they're especially strong on cat videos. So that's Canadian content, and our Canadian culture would appear to be safe on YouTube. Google Canada and cat videos, and you'll find some fabulous Canadian content.
And again, just briefly remind us, what percentage of content needs to be Canadian made?
On Canadian music, it's a third. Mm-hmm. On the cable channels, not only a lot of the channels, but the ads as well. So the ads are substituted.
And now the cats have to be Canadian.
The cats have to be Canadian, I guess you'd say that.
Vaughn Palmer.
Meow.
Meow. Vaughn Palmer, political writer for the Vancouver Sun, is Canadian, and he talks with us every Wednesday on The Record. Thanks, Vaughn.
Bye-bye, and I don't have a cat.
Okay, well, dogs can be Canadian, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.